If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL. And the program drops at 3:16 on the podcast platforms, including your favorite, and at CatholicAudioMedia.com and at ST for Saint, stanthonyalston.org. So what we're hearing today is my homily for the first Sunday of Lent. And the focus of Lent for me has been to lead the people to ask who they understand God to be. So that'll be the focus of my homily, and you're going to see that. And I'm talking about that understanding that a lot of what we see with Jesus in the Gospels is a conflict between understandings of who God is. The Pharisees had a very legalistic understanding that benefited their lifestyle, and Jesus comes from focusing on the spirit of the law that leads us to focus on the Father. So those two, among others, will always clash. So let's switch over to my homily from the first Sunday of Lent here on WROL.
I was, every so often, a couple times a month, I go somewhere to spend the night somewhere else, and I was, as I've been lately doing, was in Albany, and decided to come home the scenic route. So I went from Albany into Vermont, down Route 91 to Route 2, and oftentimes when I'm out that area of the state on Route 2, I stop in a monastery that's in Petersham, Massachusetts. Petersham is just south of Athol. And there's this nice monastery there. As a matter of fact, I have some pamphlets from it in the back. And when you walk into the chapel there, by the way, it's very unique because I think it's the only two in the world that is a male monastery on one side and a female priory on the other, joined by the chapel. But when you walk into the chapel, kind of like what I'm looking at right now, you have this kind of like rose window, although it's a painting, but it doesn't look like ours. It has this artistic design, very abstract, and your mind is always looking for a pattern to find in it, and it's very hard to define, and that image actually is in the pamphlets. Below that is a crucifix, below that is the tabernacle. And as you look at that, you realize there's a reason for that image there, because it's trying to communicate to you an understanding of God, because we fully cannot understand God. We cannot completely have a full comprehension of who God is, because God is, as I like to say in Spanish, Messiah. He is imminent while being, he is transcendent while being imminent. So how do we describe that? And that's the point of that painting. Well, I want to bring that up in light of the gospel for today. Because what does Jesus say? Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. And one of the things we often hear around this time is repent, turn from sin, which is important. And we're always called to be in a state of conversion, to turn from sin, to come closer to the Lord. And that's why confession is available 52 weeks a year. But I'd like you to think of something else as well. Because repent means to turn around, to turn a different way, and the motivation as Jesus is giving for repent is God is near. But what we're going to see in the gospel is Jesus, who is God, fully human, fully divine, who gives to us the face of God, is also going to challenge the understanding of who God is to those in his time. And so that's something to look for in us at Lent, a challenge of who we understand God to be. If you look at the gospel stories, you're going to see that what happens is you have the Pharisees and the scribes who have one image of God, and their image of God does not match who God is in Jesus Christ. And so you have this big dispute between these two, this big fight, because he is not representing to them who they believe God is. We see the same thing with St. Paul. St. Paul has this image of God as a Pharisee, very legalistic, very strict, and then he encounters Christ on the way to Damascus, and suddenly he has a completely different understanding of God that changes his life overnight and changes his life for the rest of his life, and spends his time preaching a totally different understanding of God. And as I said, we can't fully comprehend who God is. Our days are always in not only conversion, but re-understanding who is God for us. And even if we understand Jesus in the Gospels, we know that the Gospels themselves, as the last line of John says, do not give us a full picture of who Jesus is. And so it's our whole relationship with God that deepens our understanding. It's a great quote I saw this week from St. Thomas Aquinas, who, of course, is considered the greatest philosopher and theologian in the Catholic Church. But he said everything, he learned more from sitting before the Blessed Sacrament in prayer than he learned from all the study he did throughout his life. And again, that deepening understanding, who is God for us? And this is what we can do during Lent, through spiritual reading, through prayer, asking the Lord to help us to understand more and more who he is in our lives, who we are, and who we are in relationship to him. Because remember, our understanding of God is going to be a motivation to everything we do. One of the clashes we see in our country today is two drastic misunderstandings or two drastic understandings of God, very similar to the time of Jesus and the Pharisees. We have some very strict legalists who are turning around and saying the image of God portrayed by the Pope is incorrect. No, it's not, but it's not complete. And so we need to deepen that understanding all the time, all of us, including right from the Pope to the earliest, to the newest Catholic. Interesting story from our own history as Christians, and we're Catholic Christians, is the story of a ministry. It wasn't Catholic, but it was a very powerful Christian ministry in our country, very well known. It was huge, especially in the 80s and 90s. And what happened is there was a scandal, and the husband ended up in jail. And when he came out of prison and rehabilitating his image, he did the talk show circuit. And one of the things he brought out in the talk show is for years they were talking about what Jesus says and how to be like Jesus and how to, you know, to know Jesus and all this stuff. And then he admitted in the talk show circuit that he never read the Bible until he was in prison. And once he was in prison, he realized that everything he had been saying about Jesus was wrong. Yet there were people that followed him and listened to his every word for decades. And so that also gives us a challenge. How do we understand who Jesus is? Who is Christ to us? And when we understand that, we can look at that in our Lenten period, where we ask that question throughout this time: who is God? And how do we live our life in celebration of God through our understanding of Jesus Christ?
You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the radio. And then we are here at 3:16 on our various podcast platforms, including possibly, if you're not listening on the radio, what you're listening to right now. You know, I'd like to touch base in that case with all our listeners right now, however you're listening to the program. We're spreading the divine word on the AM and the FM dial and also digitally through our podcast. But you know, I believe in the power of prayer. And so I'm kindly asking you for your support in praying for the success of our program in 2024. Your prayers are our foundation. Also, if you'd like to make a monetary donation, there are ways to do that. You can find that online at CatholicAudioMedia.com and also at stanthonyalston.org. And you can also send us a donation at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. But you know what? The most important thing I need is your prayer to ask the Lord to guide us where He wants to take this broadcast and podcast in 2024. So if you'd like to make a comment, we'd really appreciate it, how the program touches you and what you want us to do with the program. And also, we're asking for your prayers that the Lord may show us where to lead where He wants us to go with our program in 2024. So I'm back, and we're talking about this powerful message of what we can do during Lent is have a reimagining, or, well, maybe that isn't the right word, but a re-understanding of who is God for us, because our whole life will be a deepening of our understanding of who God is. We can look at the last line, as I said, in the Gospel of John, where it makes it very clear that Jesus did so many things, there aren't enough books to hold out the account of what He did. And St. Augustine says that shows that our understanding of Him develops. We'll talk more tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.